We are in Acts chapter 18 as we continue to go chronologically through the early church. And as we read today, as Mark read earlier today, Paul is in Corinth. Before we say that, by the way, I had an opportunity to hear Brian Hendricks teaching on Ruth, and I'm just so excited that you guys had that opportunity to be fed. It was just, I thought it was a wonderful study, and I was just so blessed to hear it. So I'm glad that the Lord was working here just as much. So anyway, two major focuses that we're going to be dealing with in as we see Paul in Corinth. And the first one is, and it's something that the Lord has been, really seems to have brought into my focus quite a bit, is that, number one, there's no difference between secular and sacred when it comes to glorifying God. We cannot separate our lives into that which is our church life and that which is our regular life, if you will. And the second thing is that when it comes to the Lord's work, there's no shame in moving on in the direction of the Lord. You know, if God called you to stop doing something, then there's no shame in doing that. But as you are working in the Lord, it's always too soon to quit. It is always too soon to quit. So those are the two things that, as I walk through this, the Lord just really impressed upon my heart. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a history lesson here. I was hoping to bring up a map, but I couldn't find it. Corinth, if you recall, Paul had gone into Macedonia, which was the first time that he actually brought the gospel into Europe, and you know he was chased out of a couple of cities. Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea, and you know, continued on, and then it came into Athens, and Athens was well past 500 years past its former glory, and he reasoned with them there on Mars Hill, and there wasn't a whole lot of fruit, and so that whole passage is always a lot in contention. Folks believe or go one way or another with it that. You know, that he was reaching out, that he was being seeker sensitive, you know, to the folks in Athens, and that, you know, he was trying to meet them where they are, and it was a wonderful bridge building thing, and that's the way that we need to present the gospel. And then there's those that say, well, he didn't establish a church, there was no real conversion there, so that's obviously not the way. And they look at how he went about going into Corinth as proof, if you will, that Athens didn't work. Well, I don't agree with either one of those. I think that's an extreme on either side. And I think that Paul was continuing to grow in his relationship with the Lord and in his work in the ministry. So, you know, he saw something in Athens. I think there was an opportunity. He said that he was, you know, they was pressed in the spirit in Athens to begin to teach these guys. So I think that's exactly what happened. And so he began to teach them. And, you know, the fact that it didn't work out as he had planned, I think is really more about those who were receiving it. Now, it's interesting to think about that Athens was very high-minded, philosophical, high in culture. And Corinth was a bunch of dirty, scuzzy people, you know, that, you know, just horribly immoral. And I think, honestly, the greater problem are not those that are carrying around a lot of fleshly desires. The greater problem are those who think too much of themselves, who can't get out of their own heads. And I think that is what's happened between Athens and Corinth. And we're going to see some amazing things happen in Corinth. We're going to see some weird things happening in Corinth. And this is also the time when he's going to receive, at this time that he's going to receive word from Thessalonica, and so he writes 1st and 2nd Thessalonians at that point, and that's what we're going to be going into in the next few, starting next week and for the next few weeks, as we're going to cover those two books as we continue chronologically. So we're going to jump out of chapter 18, go there, and then come back and finish up 18 in, oh, I don't know, a couple months, a couple years, I don't know. So Corinth was a major city of the Roman Empire, and it was at an important crossroads of trade and travel. As a matter of fact, it probably was the center of commerce between Europe and what was known as Asia at that time, what we now know as the Middle East, and certainly into Rome and further east. I mean, because what it was a